International Bible Lessons Commentary, Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, New International Version. Sunday, August 30th, 2015, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson, also known as the International Sunday School Lessons, ISSL, and the Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for Sunday, August 30th, 2015, is from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Please note, some churches will only study Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help teachers with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study, or give as a handout to students in the bulletin-sized edition. A podcast for this commentary is also available at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Malachi 3, 1. I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. Some parts of the Old Testament, especially the prophets, could not be understood until after the coming of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. This verse applies best to John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, the Messiah that the Jews anticipated. If applied to any others before their coming, that information has been lost to history. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus the Messiah. The Lord Jesus did come suddenly to his temple. He taught at the temple, and he cleansed the temple. He made the new covenant that Jeremiah promised he would make. Quote, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." Unquote. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. Malachi 3, 2. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. The political and religious leaders could not endure the day of the coming of the messenger, John the Baptist, or the Lord Jesus Christ. King Herod beheaded John the Baptist. See Mark chapter 6. The Jewish leaders and the Romans crucified Jesus the Messiah. Both preached a strong message of repentance for sins. And John the Baptist said Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. See Matthew chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. Refiner's fire purifies and brightens silver, and soap cleans cloth. They do not destroy. Malachi chapter 3, verse 3. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. The Levites were priests, who were descendants of Levi. The Bible tells us that some Levites went to hear John the Baptist preach. See John chapter 1, verse 19. Levites also heard the teaching of Jesus and witnessed many of his miracles. Some priests accepted Jesus as the Messiah. Perhaps after hearing John, or Jesus, or some of the apostles preach. Everyone who accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior can make acceptable and righteous offerings to God, because Jesus has forgiven them and cleansed them from their sins. The sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed to the sacrificial death of God's only Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, his followers can bring offerings in righteousness. Malachi 3:4. And the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. Acceptable offerings come from those who have pure hearts, love, and devotion for the Lord Jesus. They offer themselves and their gifts to God because they love God and want to express their love by obedience to God. Malachi did not predict that traditional ceremonial offerings and sacrifices for sin would be reinstituted forever, because Jesus Christ is our one and only sacrifice for sins that the ceremonial offerings and sacrifices pointed to. In former years, the Hebrews truly loved the Lord and delighted to serve Him. After Jesus the Messiah came, God's people did so again. Malachi 3:5. So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord God Almighty. When Jesus came, he offered salvation from sins to repentant sinners who believed in him. The sins listed by Malachi were forbidden throughout the Old Testament, and some were mentioned specifically in the New Testament. All of the sins listed by Malachi involved some form of injustice toward others. Sorcerers communicated with demons, who sometimes impersonated departed spirits. So they represented those involved in spiritual abuse and the misleading of God's children. The New Testament teaches that everyone will appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and those who have persisted in sinful rebellion against God will learn why they should have feared Him, believed in Him, and repented of their sins. Quote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done in the body, whether good or bad." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Malachi 3:6. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. The Lord does not change His moral character. God is the God of steadfast love and mercy. God does not change His law. What is morally wrong and morally right will remain wrong and right forever. God will not change His law of love, the law requiring love for God and others. Because God will not change what is wrong to right, the only reason people do not perish is because God's character does not change. God remains the God of steadfast love, who forgives and restores fellowship with repentant sinners, who turn to Jesus Christ in faith. Malachi 3:7. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? God will not change his moral character. Therefore, the only way to have a meaningful and everlasting relationship with God is by returning to God. A person who returns must begin by obeying God. From the Bible, we know that obeying God involves believing in Jesus Christ. Believing Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and doing what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commands. John chapter 14, verse 15. And whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. John chapter 14, verse 21. Malachi 3:8. Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings. Previously in his book, Malachi accused the priests of offering the diseased and the worst animals to God in sacrifice instead of the types that God had commanded them to offer, animals without blemish, the best. In the Old Testament law, God required his people to bring 10% of their produce to the Levites as an offering, and the Levites would give their 10% to the ones serving as priests. Because people were not doing this, God declared they were robbing him. God's people need to trust in God and give because they love God and his people. Love will often motivate giving more than 10% to God and his people. More than 10% of a person's time, talent, and treasure. Malachi 3:9. You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. In some sense, if someone is robbing God, that is a sign they are under a curse, or will be. A whole nation can be under a curse. When the whole nation becomes known for many of the sins Malachi listed, that may be a sign that whole nation is under a curse. Of course, there should always be some obedient exceptions in every nation. When the kingdoms of Israel and Judah fell, their decades of the whole nation, with few exceptions, disobeying God, they suffered the just judgment of God. Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. For the Jews in the days of Malachi and even later, the beginning of obedience and a visible sign that the nation and people were returning to God was their willingness to give to God what he required, the whole 10% of their income. When they obeyed God, the Levites and priests had enough food for themselves and enough food to share with widows, orphans, and others in need. God promised that he would bless their land, their produce, and their income. He would give them so much that they would not have room to store it all, and presumably this meant they would have even more to share with those in need as well as with the priests and Levites. See Jesus' warning about building bigger barns instead of looking for ways to share God's blessings with others in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Malachi 3:11. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. As the Bible teaches, God does not change His moral standards or requirements. If locusts and drought are destroying a nation or area, perhaps it is time for people to evaluate the behavior of the whole nation or people group. The devastation of a land or nation by natural causes may have a supernatural reason and indicate that a whole people need to repent and return to obeying the true God as revealed in the Bible. Malachi 3:12. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. From history and Bible study, we know of times and nations when a land and nation was truly blessed by God. The nations that surrounded them called them blessed. They said the land and people were delightful. The nation became a place where others wanted to live too. The reason for the prosperity of these nations for a time was the majority of the people and their leaders practiced justice, goodness, godliness, loyalty, and obedience to the true God. When these nations changed from a nation of obedience to disobedience, they came under a curse, as Malachi described. Life became more and more difficult and increasingly unbearable, especially for those who loved God and wanted to remain loyal to God. No matter how troubled the times, God did not forsake those who truly loved Him and wanted to serve Him. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. In Malachi 3:1, who do you think the Lord referred to? 2. What did the Lord do when He suddenly came to the temple, and what happened to Him? 3. Compare Malachi chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, and Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. 4. In general, what types of sins does Malachi describe in Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 10? 5. What might be the danger of believing in and acting on Malachi 3:10? While disregarding the teachings of Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Good news! God does not change. International Bible Lesson, Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, Sunday, August 30th, 2015, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi 3:6, King James Version. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Malachi 3:6, New International Version. The Bible reveals good news about God. God is loving and true, holy and gracious. Though we may not always understand our observations or situations, God always loves and does what is true, holy, and gracious, because God does not change. Before Malachi revealed that the Lord does not change, the Lord listed a series of sins that he condemned and would judge. These sins involved misleading others spiritually and mistreating others mentally and physically. God said he would put people on trial who did not fear him but did evil things. If they truly feared God, they would not mistreat others contrary to the laws of God. Because God does not change, his moral standards do not change. Moral choices and practices the Bible declared wrong long ago remain wrong in the sight of God, because God does not change while upholding his standards of right and wrong. God did not destroy his people even though they behaved hatefully, dishonestly, unholy, and uncivil. Because God does not change, God graciously forgives those who return to him in faith and repentance. One reason God has not destroyed us is because the Lord does not change. What the Lord said in the Old Testament, he says to everyone today, "Return to me, and I will return to you," says the Lord Almighty. Malachi 3:7. Another reason he has not destroyed is, "As surely as I live," declares the Lord Almighty, "I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, people of Israel?" Ezekiel 33:11. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2015 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.